Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor George Samietz.
The new normal that is emerging is fascinating to contemplate. The talk in the shopping line queues, while keeping apart, and by neighbours calling out to each other from their front lawns, and online, is that the world just won't go back to how we were at the beginning of 2020. Sure, many things will resume, and we'll have new appreciations of things, but this COVID-19 experience will also change us. At some stage, someone is going to do some sort of chart about countries, populations, types of government, level of trust in the government, type of health system, level of IT infrastructure, numbers of infections and deaths, and produce all sorts of metrics, and no doubt many disagreements. Philosophers, political scientists, sociologists, and others will discuss, are discussing, issues such as liberty and freedom, individualism and communalism, the economy and social welfare, and more. From a religion point of view, and I think there are many PhDs to be done, it will be fascinating to track how religions have responded. My sense of the Lutheran response globally is that while we say we have similar theology, the Lutheran church bodies, and we are not structured as the Roman Catholic Church or the Anglican Communion, have responded largely in line with the instructions from their country's government. Our theology is practiced in context, and what churches do is different if public worship is closed in one country, but can happen elsewhere, and different issues arise if the group allowed to meet, but still socially distant, or not, are groups of 10 only, or up to 25, or whatever. The strands of our historical origins are also revealed in what we teach about the sacrament of the altar, about communing in one kind, about its place in our personal and congregational lives, and in the discussions about digital ministries. Another thing I think revealed is how churches, actually religions, regard, react, and respond to science, and where God fits in science. As I said, fascinating. Have I been thinking too much? Who knows what the new normal will be? And I wonder whether today, Easter Sunday, we can now tune in that little more closely to the disciples' thoughts and feelings, their emotions and their imaginations on that Sunday evening, when the morning message of the empty grave, "No, we didn't take the body," and "Mary, what are you talking about? You've seen the Lord," gave way to an account of a walk to Emmaus and then Jesus appearing and eating some fish. What? He's alive? What does this mean? What will I do now? How will this change the world? This changes everything. Where will it end? What is the new normal when someone goes into the grave with death, but then comes out alive? What indeed? Disciples of every generation live in their time and place, working that out. Our new normal of each day always has Jesus with us and his "Peace be with you" and "Don't be afraid." And that's how we live through whatever the planet, our country, or us personally are going through. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Almighty God, you have overcome sin and death through the death of your Son, and have brought forgiveness and eternal life through his resurrection. Help us confidently to believe this, and always praise you with our whole heart. We ask this through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.